Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. Tim Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim Richards.
Welcome back. 6 days till Christmas.
Hope your shopping's done.
And thank you. Glad to be back. I guess I should have asked if we got a winner for Christmas Carol in an envelope as I've been up all week.
We did not get a winner, although Stevie and I considered faking a winner.
Yeah,
to see how you'd react when you came back. But we did not.
I would have been excited.
I
would have then put another Christmas Carol in the envelope.
We were wondering, like, what would he do?
Really been up against it, though. Like, you have a couple of days, and that's it.
But we didn't get a winner. And also, I realized I don't think I tracked the guesses in our list form.
Oh, please make her go back through the audio of the last 3 days and write that down. If the list is even posted. So it is Christmas Carol in an envelope. We'd love for you to play.
Yes, it's a song. It's a Christmas song. You just have to guess what it is.
And remember, new year, new dead guy in an envelope.
Nobody has said that officially. You're the only one saying that. Did we collectively decide that?
No. But let's get back to Christmas Carol in an envelope.
We need a meeting on that one.
Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station. It's the Jen and Tim Show. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing fantastic.
Good.
You got a guess for dead guy? Oh my gosh.
Yes!
No! You put it in my head. Christmas Carol in an envelope. Do you have a guess?
I do.
Shoot, I cannot believe I just said that.
I am so happy. This is like an early mini Christmas gift for me.
Oh, man. What's your guess?
That means you have to do it now that you said it.
Yes!
No! Clearly, she said, much as she says no, she means yes to the game.
That's right. All right, my guess is all I want for Christmas is my two front teeth.
Oh, that's a great Christmas song. That's not it.
Oh, but my takeaway from this call is Jen can't wait for Dead Guy in an Envelope in the new
year.
Exactly.
I also think it's, you know, 'tis the season, you know, when we talk about teacher gifts.
Yeah.
And there's one in particular, because we love our teachers. They are amazing. You know, the effect they have on our children, amazing. We love them. We want to get them something for Christmas, something to recognize their skills. There is one thing that is, I saw this and I wrote a note to myself yesterday as I was looking at it. There is the one holiday gift teachers really don't want, and it is known as the fruitcake of classroom gifts.
Really?
So I just feel like even if we mention that, and then teachers, we know that they're listening on their way in to various schools, we appreciate that, or listening to Christmas music, whatever it is. I feel like we have to get a yay or nay if this is the case, and then what else can we add to the list that they don't want?
I love that.
Right? I think that's, I mean, because it's Thursday. I mean, you know, the kiddos are off school the next couple of weeks. We're getting these gifts in. Maybe we didn't buy anything yet. We don't want to get
you're setting me into a teacher panic.
Did you already get a gift?
No, I've got no teacher gifts. My kids have so many teachers each this year. I haven't.
Oh, yes. Because I'm at the fourth, like Izzy, my 9-year-old, has a fourth grade teacher.
Right.
She's great. I get her a gift.
That was different.
And that's a one-off. Like that's her teacher.
But now the kids have so many teachers and I just didn't.
I don't think you can get them. Can you get them all gifts? How are you
going to
do that?
I didn't. That's what I'm saying. Wow. I'm a bad human. I mean, it's so many teachers. Do you get them all gifts?
Yeah, you go to Temu. All those gifts will cost a total of $10. They'll disintegrate in a day, but I mean, what do you want? Or Sheen. That'd be great.
No.
Mr. Jones, that is the algebra teacher, has Sheen shorts that fit nice and tight through the thigh. But in the buttocks region, it's a little loose. I don't know.
I think at this point, or I'm going to buy, everyone's getting an Amazon gift card. Shoot.
Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station. It is the Jen and Tim show. We'll have to talk it out for at least another month.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on.
My 9-year-old is in deep fear that there's going to be no more TikTok.
They'll make a new app.
We were having the discussion yesterday. Daddy, do you know what's happening? Is it January 16th or 18th? It's 16th, I think.
I feel like it's the 6th. I'd have to double check.
Daddy, do you know what can 19th. Happen? And is it the 19th?
Yeah, sorry.
And I know it could be real. They could be getting rid of TikTok.
Why don't you teach her how to do reels on Instagram?
No one does reels. That's like where the TikToks go.
That's in our land. That's what we have Stevie in for this.
It would have to be like a new app that someone comes up
with. We're more the reels crowd. But to be fair, it's usually YouTube shorts and TikTok that she's not on TikTok anyways, usually that. But when it's on TikTok, we're going to talk it out, and we can't wait to see what you have for us.
We have two topics today. Have you guys seen those giant drones in New Jersey that are flying like everywhere?
It is...
I'm just
the topic
so confused.
Of every, I shouldn't say every, of the men or moms that I know, the size of these things, where are they at? We were driving the other day and somebody thought that they saw another one. Like this is a
You've
thing.
You've seen one here?
No, I haven't, but there are.
They are all over TikTok.
They are
when
all
I
over.
First saw it, I thought, when I first heard like drones everywhere, I'm like, oh, that's weird. And then I saw the size of the drone and then I was like, what is actually happening?
Yeah, I cannot wait to get to this.
And then there's another video that went viral of a little girl at her Christmas concert that everyone's talking about.
Let's get into that. Let's get you Talk It Out on Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station.
So in New Jersey, there's a couple towns are having drone issues. There are giant drones flying around at night. Nobody knows why. There's been so many videos of people living in the area posting these, news outlets talking about them, and I just started seeing them everywhere, and I didn't think anything of it until I saw the size of them. They're massive.
And there's just a lot of them?
Yes.
Like everywhere.
Why?
New Jersey, right? Isn't New Jersey a lot of them? Yeah.
What's everyone speculating, though?
Size of SUVs. What is happening?
I don't think anyone knows.
Nobody has it's this.
Well,
or no.
Someone said it's this new drone that they're just testing out before they put it on the market. I did see a video about that.
That many of them?
Yeah, they're just, you know, making
just
sure
testing
they
them all.
Work.
Do we have anybody with drone knowledge? Or maybe you have seen a drone in the area? 216-343-1021. Oh, people, trust me, there's... And all these community pages that are the best reads ever, you see drone comments all over the place. This is clearly
people are
going to
start thinking they're seeing them here.
I know!
Scary. I don't like them. They're very big.
Wait, what is that?
No.
The side of the heli... Okay.
It's not.
Never mind.
It's not.
It was just JJ.
Stop. There's another video going viral of a little girl. It has like over 20 million views. She was at her school Christmas concert and she decided to take the mic and give some words about her classmate.
I am very proud of myself and all of my other friends inside my class. And my class is really sweet, except one little boy.
Keep it real.
The teacher took the mic before she could give everyone all the comments. They're like, we want the tea. What's going on?
Right.
Like, tell us what about this little boy. But the teacher took that mic from her.
Can you imagine her parents sitting in the crowd, like panicking, waiting for...
She walked away too, like, you're right. I need to calm down.
Yeah.
That's precious. Can't say too much.
Listen to her podcast for exactly who it was in the class. No, that's great. Phone call. Maybe it's about those drones. It's next on Star 102. Star 102, good morning.
Hi, I just wanted to say some people are speculating that this drone thing or whatever is related to a passage in the Bible.
What passage in the Bible?
There's drones in the Bible?
Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 15 through 28.
Can you paraphrase that for us? What's the reference?
It talks about the wheels in the sky.
The wheels in the sky. The drones?
Yes.
Size of SUVs or small cars?
I don't know if it doesn't really talk about the size, but look it up. Google it and see what you think.
Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station. It's the Jen and Tim show. We were talking about those drones in New Jersey during Talk It Out. Dan, have you seen drones in the area?
I saw them last year.
You did not?
Where?
Yeah, I was sitting in my backyard, and there were like three straight across with one right off to the left side, and he came from Euclid Avenue, down Euclid Avenue. It came across, went to a spot, stopped, all four of them, and then the one off to the side went to the left to a certain point and then went straight up, and the other three followed. And then four more came probably about a minute later and did the same exact thing.
Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station. Figgy pudding sounds horrendous. Do you want to do it on a Tasty Tuesday, Christmas Eve edition?
I don't really understand what figgy pudding is, so I'd need more of a definition before I answer that.
Can you purchase figgy pudding, or do you need to make it? As in, could I go to Costco and get 3 pounds of figgy pudding?
Why would you need 3 pounds? That's an excessive amount of pudding.
It's Sam's Club. Like, there is no, you can't just buy a muffin. It is 87 muffins for 50 bucks. Like, oh, wow, 50. I can find a reason for those. I'll get through the neighborhood, friends and family. That's what it's about. So,
is it a pudding made of fig, though?
I don't know. It just doesn't sound great. Let's go. Kids, for dessert, figgy pudding. No! That's what I imagine. Enough of that. What is known, and it is the season. What is known as the, oh, you like that?
Yeah,
the
I did.
Fruitcake of classroom gifts. We love our teachers. I know, just speaking for my daughter, she's in fourth grade. She's had great teachers throughout. And if you want to get them a little something for the holiday season, you want to get them the right thing.
Of course.
So apparently one thing is known as the fruitcake of classroom gifts, which clearly is not appealing. I mean, I know there are people that like fruitcake and that's fine, but.
Probably the same people that like figgy pudding.
That's probably it. Oh, that's not a good Thursday.
No.
So what is that item? And then teachers, if you're listening, you can agree, disagree, and maybe add to the list so we know. Let's get to it. The one holiday gift teachers really do not want. Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station. Agree, disagree, teachers, former teachers, admin. This is known as apparently the fruitcake of classroom gifts.
I'm in a mini panic. You're going to say something that I have given to a teacher over the years.
And once again, maybe this is wrong. I'm not a teacher. I saw this yesterday. I thought we would talk about it. Tis the season.
Okay.
Apparently the fruitcake of classroom gifts is a coffee mug. Teachers hate coffee mugs. Don't know if that's the case. Don't need a closet full of them or a shelf and, you know, shelves filled with them at home or at work or whatever. So apparently that's the case.
Probably because they get so many coffee mugs, like you're saying. Or what if you stuff the coffee mug with like a really expensive gift card? Well, not really expensive. It's a lot of teachers. Okay, what if you stuff the coffee mug with, like, a gift card coffee?
I am not a teacher, but if you are a teacher listening, what about that? A, is coffee mug, is it the fruitcake of gifts? B, either what else should be on the list? Or maybe you're fine with coffee
mugs.
That's
what we need.
That's
100%. What else should be on the list? And then, also, if you get a lot of coffee mugs, what do? Do you go donate those? Like, what do you do with all those?
Oh, it'd be great. And then you go thrifting and all of a sudden I'm the best teacher ever.
I
heart teachers. Okay, it's fine. Right. It's a nice mug.
It's very lovely.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
I guess today it's more helpful 102, even though it's Cleveland's Christmas station. Teacher gifts, known as apparently the fruitcake of classroom gifts, is the mug.
So don't get the teacher a mug. What about people that are listening? They've already got mugs for the teachers.
Well, you know what? Take them back. So you have time. You have today. You have tomorrow. And maybe it's wrong. I am not a teacher. I would like to know what to get teachers. Is the coffee mug a thing? That's what I like to know. Is that a no? And then maybe what else, you know, do you have 75 apples sitting in a basket on your desk or something?
I can't hear anything that you're saying because you just said, oh, you have time. You have today and tomorrow. There is no time. There's no time. You can't take it back. You just got to give it now.
I mean, I know you lightly hit on this when I was off. I mean, everything's arriving on time, so I don't know
Stop.
What your issue is.
That is
what we're not getting into it. I'm just saying I don't know what you mean. We have today and tomorrow, plenty of time.
Please that is go. Not plenty of time.
Please go right ahead.
I'm a teacher myself at high school level. We have this thing at my high school called being mugged. So it's kind of like Secret Santa, but what happens is someone randomly puts a coffee mug on your desk, and it's like you don't know who they are, and it's filled with candy and stuff, and then you're expected to do the same thing to somebody else.
Oh,
and you put
cute!
Signs on your, yeah, you put sign on your door that I've been mugged, so they know not to go and give you another coffee mug.
Wait a minute. Do you take the coffee mug you were given and pass that on to someone else, or you have to buy a fresh new coffee mug?
The expectation is to buy a new one, so I have to. Yeah, I'm not getting my expensive one or anything. It's just a cheap one from Mark.
Sure. Yeah. Right. That's cute.
Yeah, so the coffee mug is a thing, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great call. Thank you so much for doing what you do. We really love teachers. We appreciate you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Talking teachers' gifts. Tis the season. It's Star 102 Cleveland's Christmas station.
I love this message we got from Michelle. She sent a DM to the Jen and Tim Show Facebook page. It says, the joke is, how many coffee mugs have you been teaching? I've kept a few over the 21 years, but most I give away. So she's been teaching for 21 coffee mugs.
You want to do? You want to show us all your mugs? Feel free. Star 102 and Jen and Tim Show on all the socials. I want to get to Linda. Hey, Linda, good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm fine. Thank
good.
You.
Apparently, the fruitcake of classroom gifts are mugs.
Well, the fruitcake of my classroom gift was an actual fruitcake.
What?
And, and when I was teaching in elementary school. So nobody eats fruitcake in our family, so I froze it and then wrapped it up the next year, and we take turns giving the dreaded fruitcake to somebody in the family. It's hysterical.
I love
See, that's
it.
Great. Absolutely. You ever had fruitcake?
I've never had fruitcake.
No, it looks like a loaf of like a bread baton or something. I don't know.
Baton?
Claxton's, I think, is a brand. My father-in-law used to love fruitcake. The only human I know that loved fruitcake, which is fine. If it's your thing, that's great. But
I you ever seen like it? It's many, like many years ago, we did it for a Tasty Tuesday.
We could have. We've eaten so much blah.
I know.
That could be the case. Wait a minute. Do you want a mug?
Nah.
Is there anything else on this list that we should stay away from as parents?
No gift cards to any teacher stores. Don't ever do a gift card to a teacher's store. Anything personal, but no teacher store.
I always think that. I'm like, why would a teacher want a gift card to buy for her classroom? She probably wants to buy something for herself. Although I know you need stuff in your classroom. I would think you'd rather go to, like, Amazon or Target or a spa or something like that.
Correct. 100% correct. If you want to be really good, find out where their teacher, male or female, gets their hair done, gets their nails done. Go buy a gift card.
I think we've learned no mugs. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station. They are known as the fruitcake of classroom gifts.
Well, Elizabeth says maybe you can do a fruitcake, because Elizabeth says there's a monastery in Vermont that sells delicious fruitcakes heavy on the alcohol. Actually,
no
really
way.
Good. That's what she says.
Wonder what brand that is.
I don't know. Look
heavy
up
on the alcohol, like alcohol in the fruitcake?
Was an alcohol, is a fruitcake soaked in alcohol? It must be. Isn't it like soaked in rum or something?
All I know is fruitcakes are dense and very heavy. As in, even the small ones, you need two people to help you out of Sam's Club to get out of there. You ever lifted a fruitcake?
No, I'm not.
It's the weight of the Halle Building garage.
No, it is not. That
is
dangerous. It's going to collapse.
Not less crumbly.
God. Okay.
If you know, you know. Thank you, teachers. Keep the DMs coming. We want to get you what you want for Christmas. Playing around, how does Stevie do it on Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station? So we play Cleveland, how much do you make every Tuesday, every Thursday? We ask you a few questions, probably 10 or under, right? Something like that. About your job. Just depends on what path we go down. And we all play along. We just try to guess your salary. It's a fun game. Tickets are up for grabs. Great. Stevie, almost every time, is either the closest or today she guessed it right on the nose.
I wish we kept score because we, for the amount of times we played, you would have the most wins, 1,000%.
When Tim was off, I did horrible, so.
Oh, on Tuesday?
We both did, We screwed up.
We were very bad, so I was closer than you.
She was closer than me.
Still, that's all it's about. Even if you're off, you have to hit it dead on. Who hits
we
it dead on?
We never asked the woman how long she had done her job, so we both like really lowballed it, and she had made a lot more. And she was a school counselor.
This
it was awesome.
This is like producer Stevie's Trump Tui.
Yes, it is.
Like trying to stump, hashtag stump Stevie. I don't know how this...
She'll get your salary. She'll get it every time.
Try. You just got to start asking your friends what they make, and then you'll just start understanding.
Yeah, you do that. I have no idea what my friends make.
Me too.
You guys talk about it all the time. Well, you're younger than we are.
Also, I would never ask my friends that.
Well, you don't
never.
Ask. It's not like you like, hey, how
hey,
much
Jen,
you make?
How much
it's
you make?
Just like, it's like casual convos. Like, it just like comes up and talk. Like, it just like,
would never come up and talk. Like, if that would be such an awkward conversation with my friends. We would never.
How many drinks in are you, Stevie, when this comes up?
Yeah, just, great
none.
Point.
It's casual. We're just hanging out. Like, oh.
Like, give me an example of how that just comes up. I'm genuinely curious.
Like, my friend, I'm looking for a new job. Oh, but they offered me this salary. I'm way worth so much more. Why would I take the $50,000? I've been doing this job 3 years. Of course, I'm going for the $70,000. So then I'm like, oh, you make around $70,000. Got it.
Oh, so you're just kind of like skimming the information. It's not like, well, Stevie, tell me how much money you make today.
Yeah, well, because like we're all like in that relatively new-ish age of like the career that we're like, we're technically the early, but like we're reaching the mid range. So like things are different now.
Yeah,
so
of course
like,
they
talking
are.
About like how much experience you need, you know? So it's like, that's kind of how we see it. We're seeing the jobs. And
wait, do you know? I don't know if I should ask this.
What?
Do you know what other producers make?
In this building or in life?
Oh.
Everywhere? I'll say yes.
You know what other producers in this building make or in life? Just yes.
Actually, I don't talk to any other producers outside of here. So.
No, that answers
maybe
that.
Maybe I should ask them.
That answers that.
Maybe I should ask them. That's a good point you bring up.
No, I didn't bring it up. I'm asking the question.
I'm getting uncomfortable.
It's getting warm in here.
You guys are uncomfortable. We're not. It's just, you just talk about it. That's how you know, like, it's fair.
Do you know what your friends make? I bet the first four calls, they will all say no.
I agree with you. They will all say no. No way do you know what your friends make. No way.
Okay. It's just a guess. Stevie's, Stevie knows. So.
Stevie does know.
All right.
All right. It's 34 degrees in Vermilion today, Star City. These are the three things you need to know this morning. The owner of Bearden's has bought the former Buca di Beppo in Westlake. This is the place that has the peanut butter burger that we've never tried, Tim, remember? Now, they haven't released plans for the location, but they are inviting the public into the old Buca location to buy items off the walls. They do not encourage dumpster diving. There are over 1,000. I added that for Tim.
They don't have a dumpster. I already looked. There's no dumpster at that location. Also, where's Bearden's? Isn't it Rocky River? Am I wrong?
Yeah.
So then they have one in Westlake?
Well, they haven't said what they're doing with the building. It's the owners of Bearden's that have bought Buca di Beppo.
So it might be
Westlake.
A different concept. Okay, all right. I'm just curious.
Who knows? That'd be awesome if they bring another Bearden's. The burgers are delicious. Today's the day. We get our first glimpse at the Superman movie that filmed parts of it here in Cleveland. If you recall, they were at Public Square, Progressive Field, Detroit Superior Bridge, Mentor Headlands Beach State Park. The film comes to theaters July 11th. We'll see that teaser trailer at 9 a.m.
I've never had Bearden's.
You need to have Bearden's.
I know. I'm just
really great.
Right in there. Everybody says it's fantastic.
It's fantastic.
And the first one I would try would be the peanut butter one because everybody calls the show and talks about it.
Well, you need to like physically go there because the restaurant is so cute. Like old school, you know, they have like a Cadillac on the outside of the building. It's like half
like an actual Cadillac?
It's like the side of a Cadillac,
the side.
It's 3D. It's like sliced. It's like.
I knew I shouldn't have brought this up.
Oh my
gosh. Can somebody describe it better than a sliced Cadillac?
It's like the slice of a side of a Cadillac. I'm not kidding. And it's probably not even a Cadillac.
Is it built into the wall? Like, is decor? Like,
it's on the exterior of the building. And it's like an actual car. Like, if you touched it, it's like a car, but it's only like a slice of it.
Can you sit in it? Is it just a one-seater?
No, because it's just a slice of it. Hmm. It's just like the side was sliced off of a car and then put right there on the wall. That sounds really...
I'm never getting this time back.
Okay. The official trailer for Karate Kid Legends is out.
And if it's a burger place, why is there a Cadillac?
I because it's like 60s.
Oh, but was it peanut butter burger? Was that was a Vegas thing?
Oh my gosh. Here,
wait, look. Elvis thing, I mean?
No, look.
I didn't even know there was a Karate Kid coming out. So thank you.
Neither did I.
And I haven't seen Jackie Chan for a while.
See, it's like a car on the wall outside.
Oh, I do like that.
Is that a Cadillac? Also, in my head, I thought it was blue. It's red in this photo.
I'm sorry. It's supposed to be live and local. I do not know.
Do you see what I'm saying? It's like a slice of a car.
I don't. I can't tell.
Yes, you can. You liar. It's right there.
Okay.
It comes out May 30th of next year. Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.